And at 7:38, it's time for this.
Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Yes, indeed. It's time to be green, and what seems like years, I say good morning, John Richards. How are you, John?
Hello, Nick. Yes, welcome back on board.
Thank you very much.
Well, off the boards is on this board, yeah. Wow, yeah, it must be quite a relief. All that spare time now. You don't have to...
I've no idea what to do with myself. I've come in here and talk to a couple of people.
Well, serious stuff. Are you checking your eco footprint? We often ask this about sustainability. And I'm sure you're saving water, or you can't really save water, but you're using less water. You're dutifully sorting the recycling, monitoring your electricity usage, are you? And driving responsibly, planning the journey, maybe even organizing a lift club, or seriously considering public transport. And your living space, what about that? Is your block of flats built of bricks and concrete? Your house, if it's a house? What about insulation? Double glazing? Only joking. Rainwater harvesting? Grey water? If you're planning to build, are you going to go for conventional bricks and mortar, concrete and glass, or venture into alternative materials and methods? How about a cob house? Timber, fibre, adobe? Solar water heating, of course. Are you going to be on-grid or off? We have a choice now. The energy statistics are rather sobering, though. 70% of electricity consumed goes into buildings, dwellings, offices, factories, schools, hospitals and hotels, heating and cooling systems, lighting, including street lighting, ventilation, plug points to power appliances and TVs, computers, etc., etc., and the charging devices, keeping the batteries up on the iPad, the mobile. There's increasing emphasis nowadays on eco-wise building at all levels, with some companies going full out on the green building philosophy. The 10th Green Building Convention was held at Century City this week, and a host of information is out there in the building and property domain, with some participants making the right noises, and quite a few going the whole nine yards and following the recommendations of the Green Building Council. In fact, the Green Building Council has announced their Net Zero certification scheme. What is it? Net Zero. Net Zero means just that, not altering the balance of resources before or after building. This can be particularly applied to carbon. Net Zero carbon buildings are defined as highly energy efficient buildings with remaining energy demand supplied by on-site and or off-site renewable sources or through offsets. That is a mechanism which will neutralize your carbon energy footprint. The whole idea is not taking materials out of the Earth's crust or the atmosphere. Net zero impact. The Green Building Society, Green Building Council of South Africa, has gone a step further by launching its Net Zero certification scheme, which rewards projects for completely neutralizing net zero or positively redressing net positive their environmental impacts under four categories: carbon, water, waste, and ecology. Net Zero certification is awarded over and above any Green Star certification a project already has. So far, there are four Net Zero projects underway and certified in South Africa, including the Greenfields Industrial Park here in Cape Town and the Estuaries Park at Century City, which is Net Zero water rated. And we're doing well on an international scale, getting in at the start. Terry Wills, boss of the World Green Building Council, is highly supportive of the progress so far in South Africa. And there's advocacy support and training schemes for net zero professionals and participating property owners and investors. The Advancing Net Zero program aims to achieve complete net zero buildings at 100% by 2050. This means that no further carbon, water, or biodiversity will be subtracted from the planet's net resources. Will this mean that the sustainable millennium is achieved? Well, probably not really, but it's more than a few steps in the right direction. 2050 is a long way off, though. Meanwhile, the message of green building and net zero is getting across to politicians and local government officials. Cape Town's Mayor Patricia de Lille recently spoke of the importance of innovative thinking in construction when it comes to social housing and building inner city affordable dwellings. She was at the signing of agreements with 25 social housing companies. 11 sites have been identified for social housing projects. Here was an opportunity, said the mayor, to think beyond brick and mortar. There are so many alternative materials and building methods. Be innovative and eco-wise, environmentally friendly. Go green. Well, we look forward to seeing this in the plans going forward for our much-needed social housing. The Green Building Council of South Africa has a website, www.gbcsa.org.za.
Thank you, John. gbcsa.org.za, just to find out more about green building for your houses. And that's fabulous initiatives and incentives as well, just to have that net zero impact on the environment. Because you say 2050 is not far away. It's 32 years away. Just to let you know that 1985 was 32 years ago.
Ouch.
John, thanks very much indeed. We shall return next week for another edition of Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.